Driving her Bagheera Racing Redlined VK50, Aliyah finished 22nd overall after two full days of action from May the 12th to the 13th, capably navigated by South African co-driver Rion Grayling. This was her first time at the wheel of a top-class car and Aliyah learned quickly, putting a role earlier in the rally behind her to rack up more miles and experience with this challenging V8-powered machine, manufactured by local team Redlined, with whom Bagheera ZM Racing is partnering this year to accompany Aliyah on her adventures in the South African Rally Raid Championship. As well as this, she is also competing in the FIA Middle East Championship for Cross Country Bajas, the FIA W2RC, and the 24 Hours Series, a varied and educational program that takes in both circuit races and rally stages. "I just finished the Sugar Belt Rally, my first race in the T1 car," said Aliyah. "It was a really difficult rally in between the sugar canes, really narrow. It's completely not what I'm used to. But we made it to the finish, we just had one flip, rolled, and I ended on my roof. Thankfully someone helped, but we're at the finish now, with a lot of new experience." Aliyah is contesting a selected program of events in the South African series this year with a view to building up experience for the 2024 Dakar Rally, which takes place in Saudi Arabia in January. The twisty roads of the KwaZulu-Natal Midlands region are in stark contrast to the sand dunes of the Middle East, but it all counts towards building up a useful stack of experience in a wide variety of conditions, which will prove invaluable as Aliyah enters her second Dakar in 8 months' time, the pinnacle of off-road racing. Martin Collots, Bagheera CEO and team principal, commented, "For her first time in a T1 car, this was a great performance from Aliyah, as once more she demonstrated a maturity beyond her years. With only 2 days of testing behind her, she took the step up in performance in her stride and learned as much as possible, which was the name of the game last weekend. Many thanks to Redlined and Rion, whose experience played a huge part in the benefit that Aliyah took from this fantastic event." Aliyah has already had a busy rally season, starting in January with the Dakar Rally. Racing in the competitive T3 category, she classified 33rd on her debut Dakar. This was followed in March by her so far career best cross-country result, 3rd among the registered FIA World Rally Raid Championship runners in the T3 category of the Abu Dhabi Desert Challenge. Coming up next in Aliyah's busy racing program this year will be the 12 Hours of Monza from 10 to 11 June, round 3 of the 24 Hours series, when the 18-year-old will switch back to endurance circuit racing.